100 word stories. Welcome to the 100 word stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily madness for me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. It happens once a week. That's why it's called Weekly Challenge. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats fighting in the background, horrible sinus and headache issues, or just, whatever, poor quality tape. The topic this week was armadillo. We've got a bunch of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's our friend, Gideon McMillan. Come on, Gideon, pull up a chair. And let us know what you've got for us this week.
This morning, we chatted and planned our evening together. Let's make it a romantic evening tonight. We'll start with a nice dinner. I found a recipe that should be fun. Could you stop by the market and get some armadillo? She agreed, and we started our day. She was late. Sorry it took me a while to find what you ask for, she said. I didn't see any shopping bags with her. Where's the meat? I said. What meat? You only asked for this, she said, as she reached into her purse and pulled out her favorite vibrator, wrapped in Kevlar.
Thank you, Gideon. And sometimes I worry that I preemptively throw out the adult tag on every episode. You know, a little too extreme. Whew. Thank goodness it's there. And by the way, I'm sure that maybe we could get some sort of coupon discount. I don't know. Uncomfortable silence. So, with that lead-in, it's time to introduce a new contender to this fine, fine competition, exhibition, something. It's Thomas Pitre, and he hails from the fine town of Squim. According to his link, he's a writer up there. Fifth Coffee. He's on his fifth coffee, so he may be a little jittery. So let's not try to startle him with, you know, our introduction here. So, Thomas, let's hear what you've got for us, and welcome to the weekly challenge.
Pedro, the armadillo, lost his mate to a man in Peru. He used her strong round back to make a lute. Pedro escaped death by burrowing into the soil and deep into his den. Pedro vowed to get revenge. He found his way to the musician's adobe. He waited until the man left his home, and then he dug a deep hole in the dirt floor and covered it with straw and a light covering of soil. When the man stepped on the trap inside his front door, he fell and broke the arms that held and played the lute.
And that, my friends, is true love. True love, I tell you. If someone were to kill any of you and make a lute out of you, I would dig a hole and cause them to break their arms. I swear to you now that's going to happen. All right. So thank you, Thomas. And by the way, Squim, the old post office, the glass shop that's in there? Yeah, they're related to me. They'll deny it, though. I need to get my camera. Oh, well. Anyway, thanks, Thomas. And next up is, let's see. Oh, it's Tom. Tom's off, you know, heading out to vacation, but he still had time for another story, so let's get Tom here and queued up and, you know, get the needle, and using a fresh needle this time. Hold on, and get the, ooh, man, sometimes I think I need to change the belts in this turntable. Hold on, and wait, no, oh, it's on 45. There we go. Okay, here's Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and tonight's story is called A Man Called Norval. Flypaper Boy picked up a few Mediterranean fruits off his forearm "Curse you, Jerry Brown," he spat. It was the malefying death of his father that had led young F.B. on his quest to rid the world of politicians. From his cell, Flypaper Boy spied the tip of that boot that belonged to one man and one man alone, the greatest legal mind in Texas, Armadillo Man. Not merely a mere mortal, Armadillo Man had the power to cause the strongest souls to curl up in a ball and cry like a 6-year-old girl, "I've come to set you free."
You do know that his real-life alter ego is Dick DeGaren, right? Oh, boy. So, thank you, Tom, and enjoy your time off. And you may have noticed there was a long break there. Maybe you didn't, because, you know, I didn't record during it. I was playing with the cats. I took some photos of Nardo. He was napping in a shoebox. And, of course, Mist wanted to get into the shoebox, and hilarity resulted. Now, maybe I was playing with a feather toy to try to get them to ruckus, but now Mist is playing with 30 feet of Cat 5 cable. All right, so, good girl. Yeah, you chew on that. Yeah, that's flame retardant. Yeah, that's plenum cable. Uh-huh. All right, so plenum means good for cats, right? Welcome back to Danny Dwyer, who took a few weeks off to climb the Himalayas. He has returned with this fine epic tale.
Hello, hello, it's Danny Dwyer, back from who knows where I've been. Anyway, here's Weekly Challenge 275, I think. Armadillo. So there. Here we go. Let's see what I pulled out of my ass this week. Hello, goddammit! My name is Cranky Skibots McGee. I'm an old coot who lives in the sparse desert of Arizona. When I'm not being beaten by the racist cops in Arizona who's mistaken me for being a Mexican immigrant, I harvest dead armadillos from the side of the road so I can eat some damn good stewed road meat. Then I take the shells of the armadillos to make me some armadillo pillows. Sure, it hurts to lay your head upon one at first, but you get used to it. Now I lay me down to sleep, God damn it!
So, in addition to a recipe this week, we got some tips on home furnishing. Oh, and clothing! It's, the shells, armadillo pill, and, put one on your head. Thank you, Danny. Welcome back, and we missed you. But thank goodness we've got this armadillo stew to keep us, something to chat over. So, folks, if you do make armadillo stew, I want photos, and I want medical reports. Next up is Zachman. Oh, if Danny's doing stuff on armadillo stew, who knows what Zachman's going to come up with. But there's only one way to find out. That is, of course, everyone together. Let's all try to read his mind. It's dark and cold in here. How about I just play the story?
Our company is introducing a new car design that is inspired by our friend the armadillo. It has a lightweight armor for the outer body. Therefore, we chose the animal as the mascot. Inspired by the way Disney had artists study the movement of real animals, we sent our artist to the zoo. When the artist returns from the emergency room, his studies will continue outside their zoo enclosure. Apparently they have really sharp teeth and may be unfriendly. Armadillos, not commercial artists. We need to have our ad done soon because we will have our product launch at ArmadilloCon.
ArmadilloCon? Oh my god! Oh, I totally forgot about that. What's the late registration fee on that, Zachman? Oh god, I need to book tickets and all that. Maybe that's what Tom's heading up to. Oh, dear. I got a plan for this. Thank you, Zach, for reminding me about ArmadilloCon. I bet you this episode gets played at least a dozen times there, in some room off the main hall, maybe a bathroom. Okay, you really, really need to stop messing with that cable, kid. God, she's a little weirdo. She was trying to get at my pistachio shells earlier, because, you know, they're so fun. Let's see. Next up is our friend. You're all our friends. Really, even the ones who don't come here every week. So we say. Next up is Daniel Worthington. I can say his full name. And I don't know whether it's a full name. And by the way, folks, if you send in stories and you don't want your name to be used, you know, I look in the link and I think, okay, we'll go by that and whatever. But tell me what name you want me to use. You know, but I see by Daniel Worthington, so it's going to be by Daniel Worthington. And if it turns, you know, Thomas Petrie, because his name is on the link. Or Tom. Tom just says Tom. But Danny says Danny. And Zachman says Zachman. So this is how we do it. This is how we roll. A name is a name is a name. Very important. Keep that in mind. If you want to go by an alter ego like that crazy Planet Z, well, go ahead, but you'll never be famous. Oh, sorry. Speaking of famous, the famous Daniel Worthington and his story.
The Armadillo Incident by Daniel Worthington. A car sped down the desert highway. Its driver failed to see the armadillo directly in its path. Squealing in surprise, the armadillo leapt in the air. Yet instead of splattering against the vehicle's fender, the armadillo grew to 100 feet in length. The car passed harmlessly underneath it. The armadillo stayed frozen in the air as the video was paused and the lights came on. The speaker addressed the audience once again. As you can see, gentlemen, the phenomenon of superpowers is clearly not limited to humanity, but affects other species of the animal kingdom as well.
Cool! Ooh, does he get a cape? Does he get a cape? Ooh, does he have an alter ego? Is he like a armadillo reporter for like the Armadillo Times or the Daily Armadillo? Oh my god, that's so cool! I never thought about that. That's how Superdog came about. Or the Praying Mantis. Or Aquaman. Wait, no, Aquaman's a fish. Never mind. Thank you, Daniel. And now we're going to get all sorts of superhero stories about armadillos. And people wonder why I don't drive. All right, who's next? It's time for the official 100-word stories bureau in North Dakota is staffed by none other than TJ. He's been watching a lot of TV. He says there are some really good shows coming out. And some good finales and this and that. Okay, how much TV do I watch? I watch an aquarium DVD. That's right. I watch an aquarium DVD. That's just sad. But when the wife puts up, NCIS reruns, or she does On Demand, she was watching this one, Memphis Blues, was it? You know what really sucks? Formula shows, which NCIS actually is. But it gets tiresome, you know? I don't know. Just whatever. God forbid that this show ever, you know, this podcast ever become Formula. So, TJ, how are things going up there? Is it winter yet? I don't know what small talk is in North Dakota. It's like, those roads are sure long.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this is First Date. So, why this series of wacky disguises? Sarah smiled and sipped her Italian soda. Please, Marty, you've been on my radar for a while now. Sneaking into the girls' locker room, those mysterious trips off campus, and all this time at the mall not shopping, I knew the Matahari bet would get your attention. And the student ID? You want armadillos who put out ants. Your Catherine trying to attract Heathcliff, you drop a handkerchief. Your me trying to attract a spy, you drop your ID. So long as you're not my adoptive sister or something. You probably have noticed that.
Thank you, TJ. And where did you tape that background? Wait. They have malls in North Dakota? Oh my god. They're everywhere. Pretty soon those malls will be in Brazil and France. Maybe Tokyo. I'm afraid of malls. I don't like malls. I don't like the ones with the glass elevators. I don't like glass elevators. I know, because I'm kind of scarred from that Willy Wonka movie. I keep worrying that I'm going to hit the wrong button and the elevator's going to shoot through the roof. I'm going to fly over the city. I hate heights. I really don't like heights. I tried to get over my fear of heights, but I just... You know, we're not supposed to be very high up. The ground is the ground for a reason. We're attracted to the ground. I like the ground. Sometimes I lay on the ground for hours and hours on end. I like the ground. Thank you, TJ. Next up is Norval Joe. He's got a fresh harmonica this week, so, you know, be ready. It's a little different. It may take some getting used to. You may have to play this back a few times, but I think you'll like it. I did. I caught the previews, the press conference. It was, you know, not that the press has anything else to cover this week, but still. I think you'll like it. So here's Norval Joe and his story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 275 with the prompt of Armadillo. Well, hopefully next week I'll be able to say that the autism benefit issue is released, because that's the plan. It's coming down to the wire. But we'll see next week. Here's my story. "We're at his place, Ms. Flinch," the chauffeur said through a speaker. The voice was familiar to Flypaper Boy. Esmeralda took a card from her stuffed armadillo purse. She leaned across the compartment toward the boy. Her eyes half closed, she handed him the card and said huskily, "Call me in a few days, and we can discuss the finer points of our arrangement." As he walked toward his house, the chauffeur laughed and said, "Good luck, kid." The boy knew those beady eyes. "Armadillo man," he said. "I see Flinch takes favors from both sides of the fence." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Ooh, that dastardly Flinch. Ooh, I'm so mad already. Thank you, Norval Joe. I don't know. It's time to go back to the old harmonica. I was wrong. The new one is just... Go back to the old one. Go back to the other. Please. I don't want to see it. Oh, I should probably bitch about my diet and exercise and all that. I've been taking a break this month. That's what happens when you have an anniversary and then have a big dinner and then you just totally frickin' lose it. I've been walking every day, yeah, but, you know, not as much. It's a little hot out. Ooh, wait, I gotta... One of the things I like to do is fix the spelling and stories. Hold on. And little squigglies, and a little squiggly there, and a little squiggly there. And that little squiggly. These red squiggly. Whatever happened? Okay, hold on. All right, we type that in there. Whatever happened to, like, the joys of spelling errors? Leaving things spelled wrong. Intentional misspellings, perhaps. No. No, I won't put up with it. The lack of order and discipline must be repaired. Ooh, speaking of order and discipline, the return of Relish Resident, who does things on Book Island and Second Life every Friday. I missed it this week. I totally spaced. Space, 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 space. I totally spaced. And I'm sorry about that. But still, here he is. Although he didn't record this week. So, time to get the midget again. Here we go. Midget. Time. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Little song and dance there.
I'd never heard of an armadillo in my entire life. I blame city living and my lack of caring in school. Yet, there it was in the middle of my one-bedroom apartment, a perfect giant armadillo. At least that's what the animal control lady told me. They don't even live in Pennsylvania. What kind of party did you have here last night? She asked, noticing the discarded cans and pizza boxes. The theme was arm pillows. Armpillow, armadillo, easy mistake, he grimaced. The female agent cuffed him. The armadillo ate discarded pizza slices and refused to cooperate.
I don't want to know what's going on between you and the armadillo, man. I don't. Armadillo hookers, come on. Come on, admit it. You know, they may be little scrabbly, you know, burrowers, but you paint those little talons. Get them in a skirt. Not that I've got any personal experience with this. I don't want to remember. God, the worst part is the armadillo pimps. They got these big Cadillacs, and the problem is they run over their hose. Thank you, Relish, and welcome back, and, right, hope it works out. One more story this week, and that is by none other than Planet Z. I hope you survive.
The nine-banded armadillo always gives birth to genetically identical quadruplets. After years of research, we isolated the polyembryonic genes and spliced them into other animals. Sure enough, they produced four genetically identical young armadillos. The rats gave birth to armadillos. The pigs gave birth to armadillos. The monkeys gave birth to armadillos. Pretty soon, we were up to our asses in armadillos, scurrying around, burrowing into the trash. We euthanized all the animal test subjects, closed the lab, and moved to a new city. Which is good, because there's better schools in this city. My wife's pregnant. The doctor says it's quadruplets.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about armadillos. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Maybe the poll will be working this week. Until next week, when the topic will be falling. Yes, that's the topic for next week. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.
He jerks, he shakes, he goes from downtown, baby. He sinks the tray. The Cougars win, the Cougars win.